From the National Newsroom of the Canadian Press, I'm Roger Ward. About 200 Canadians who have been brought out of Wuhan, China to avoid the new coronavirus will soon have some company at CFB Trenton Air Force Base in Ontario. We have details from Canadian Press reporter Blake Lambert.
Canada's foreign minister says a second plane has left for Wuhan, China to bring another group of Canadians home. Wuhan is the epicenter of the new coronavirus outbreak that's killed more than 800 people. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau addressed Canada's response to the outbreak today in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
Trudeau expressed confidence in the way the virus is being handled in Canada. There are now 7 confirmed cases, 3 in Ontario and 4 in British Columbia. Protesting is continuing across Canada to support hereditary chiefs of the Wet'suwet'en Nation in BC. They want to halt construction of a natural gas pipeline in their traditional territories. Protesters at Vancouver's ports say they've erected picket lines. Here's some more from organizer Natalie Knight.
So we're doing this in solidarity with the Wet'suwet'en Nation up north, who are under attack by the RCMP, who have been green-lighted by the provincial government and by extension the federal government as well, because they won't take action otherwise, to forcibly remove Wet'suwet'en people from their traditional territory.
There is also a camp outside the BC legislature in Victoria. Former Conservative Cabinet Minister John Baird might pick up recent fumbles by his old colleague Peter MacKay and run with the leadership ball. He tells Global's The West Block he's mulling over making his own bid for the federal leadership as MacKay has. Baird commented after MacKay recently admonished his own staff for a social media post criticizing Justin Trudeau for expensing yoga classes. MacKay had been advocating for civilized campaigning. Baird says he wants to put up a true blue agenda. Police allege a career criminal shot 2 NYPD officers in separate incidents, and he's now in custody. The 2 officers were shot just 12 hours apart in the Bronx. They are both expected to recover. And we're just a few hours away from Oscar magic in Hollywood.
It seems as if the acting categories have already been decided. All 4 actors and actresses have already won every major award on their march to Oscar. Joaquin Phoenix for Best Actor for Joker, Renee Zellweger as Best Actress for Judy, Laura Dern as Best Supporting Actress for Marriage Story, and Brad Pitt, Best Supporting Actor for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah, it's about right.
But with all 4 categories seen as a lock, odds are there will be at least one surprise. Remember, Glenn Close was a lock to win Best Actress last year for The Wife.
This is hilarious.
And everyone was shocked when the favorites Olivia Colman took home the gold. Jason Nathans in ABC News, Hollywood.
This is the Canadian Press. In sports, Andreas Athanasiou snapped a tie midway through the third period and scored an empty net goal in the final minute, lifting the Detroit Red Wings to a 3-1 win over the Boston Bruins today. Kia Nurse scored 19 as Canada topped Japan 70-68 at the Women's Basketball Olympic Qualifying Tournament in Belgium. Vancouver's Vasek Pospisil lost in straight sets to France's Gaël Monfils in the final of the Open Sud de France. Canada's women's soccer team faces the United States in the CONCACAF Women's Olympic Qualifying Championship in Texas. Canada has finished runner-up to the U.S. at the last 3 CONCACAF Olympic qualifying tournaments. 2-time All-Star pitcher Charlie Morton is regretting not doing anything to try to stop the Houston Astros from illegally stealing signs back in the 2017 World Series Championship Series. From the Canadian Press, I'm Roger Ward.
Here's your weather report on 101.5 The Hawk. Currently outside, it's 0 degrees Celsius and light snow. Barometric pressure is at 102.4 kilopascals and falling. Humidity's at 86% with the wind coming from the south at 16 kilometers per hour. Wind chill is making it feel like minus 5. Visibility's 5 kilometers. Your 7-day forecast from Environment Canada. Tonight, it's going to drop down to minus 1 with periods of snow. Monday, 60% chance of flurries in the forecast with a high of 2 and a low of minus 4. Tuesday, cloudy with a high of 1 and a low of minus 6. Wednesday, mix of sun and cloud with a high of 0 and a low of minus 3 with periods of snow in the forecast. Thursday, temperatures really drop. We got a 60% chance of snow with a high of minus 3 and a low of minus 15. Friday, mix of sun and cloud. Temperatures go up with a high of minus 7, a low of minus 12. And Saturday, more flurries in the forecast with a temperature of minus 1. Tonight, periods of snow ending after midnight, then cloudy with a 60% chance of flurries. Risk of freezing drizzle overnight amount 2 to 4 centimeters. Wind southwest, 20 kilometers per hour, gusting to 40 with a low of minus 1. Monday, cloudy with a 60% chance of flurries early in the morning, then a mix of sun and cloud. Risk of freezing drizzle early in the morning with a high of plus 2, UV index 3 or moderate. Monday night, partly cloudy, becoming cloudy after midnight. Wind up to 15 kilometers per hour, low of minus 4. Wind chill making it feel like minus 6 in the evening. That's your weather forecast here on 101.5 The Hawk.
You're listening to CIOI The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
You're listening to Center Stage on Oscar night. And we, of course, are listening to some of the score from Oscar-nominated composer John Williams. He's nominated for Best Score for his score for Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. And, of course, we heard the very familiar Star Wars fanfare at the top of that. And we're going to be hearing all of the songs and scores nominated for Oscars tonight, of course, here in Hamilton, the Westdale Theater, once again hosting an Oscar party. It's free, so come check it out if you don't have people to come watch the Oscars with or don't have cable at your home, so you can watch it live. But we're going to be enjoying the music of the Oscars that nominated for this year's awards. And, of course, Star Wars is one of them. I was listening to some Oscar predictions as I was doing show prep and sending people copies of their audio interviews, and Elton John is nominated for an Oscar for a song that he wrote for Rocket Man. Sadly, the man who played him in the movie, Taron Egerton, is not nominated, and he gave a fabulous performance, and unlike some people who played other rock stars, he sang all the songs in the movie. So here is the Oscar-nominated song that Elton John will be performing tonight on the Oscars, I'm Gonna Love Me Again, from Rocket Man. You're listening to 101.5 The Hawk. I'm your host, Lila Miklosh. This is Center Stage, a celebration of musicals from both the stage and screen, a special Oscar edition of the show.
This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
You're listening to Center Stage, a celebration of musicals from both the stage and screen. I'm your host, Lila Miklosh. If you want to stay up to date with what's happening on the show, you can always join the Center Stage with Lila Miklosh on 101.5 FM, The Hawk Facebook fan page, or you can follow me on Twitter at Lila Miklosh. That's at LYLAMIKLOS, or on Instagram at @TheReal_LilaMiklosh. And then if I'm giving away tickets, have trivia questions, or you want to ask questions of the guests, or you want to send some music ideas my way, these are the ways to get a hold of me and let me know. This, of course, is our special Oscar edition of the show, where I'm highlighting all the musical nominees for both Best Score and Best Song from this year's Oscars. We're going to get to hear Elton John later tonight singing his Oscar-nominated song from Rocket Man. The interesting thing about this song is he wrote it with his singing partner Bernie Taupin, and they won at the Golden Globes. And he said, even though they've been wrote songs together for years, they never actually won an award for writing a song together until this movie. So if that happens at the Oscars, it'll be another one for the two of them for their original song. One of the people getting the most buzz and who's been racking up the awards for Best Score this year is, I'm hoping I get her name, Hilde Göteborg. And I hope I got that right, because I was listening to an interview to figure out how to pronounce her name. But she has done the score for Joker. Also, earlier this year, she did the score for the fabulous miniseries Chernobyl. And the interesting thing about this is she's a cellist, and she wrote and composed and performed this music before the movie was shot, which is not usually how composers do things. But she started from the script and went from there. And Joaquin Phoenix said it was really helpful for him to hear this music to figure out how to find the emotion for his character. So here is a piece of music from a very iconic scene from this movie. This is the bathroom dance from Hilde, who's more than likely going to win the Oscar for this, which I think is going to mean she will be the first woman composer to win an Oscar for Best Score if that happens. So way to go. Here is the bathroom dance from Joker, nominated for an Oscar tonight for Best Score.
Thank you. You're listening to CIOI, The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
You're listening to a special Oscar night edition of 101.5 FM, The Hawk's Center Stage, a celebration of musicals from both the stage and screen. And tonight on the show, we're getting a little sneak peek of all the nominees in the music categories from tonight's Oscars. And we're listening to little snippets of some of the scores and also the songs nominated for Oscars. Well, Randy Newman's up for two Oscars for two different films. He's nominated for Best Score for his score for Marriage Story, and we'll listen to a little interview with him later on in the show. But he's also nominated for a song he wrote for Toy Story 4. You know, the sequel you thought you didn't want it, you didn't want or need until you saw it and went, wow, that was excellent. So here is the song he wrote for Toy Story 4, I Can't Let You Throw Yourself Away. You're listening to 101.5 The Hawk.
I can't let you throw yourself away. I can't let you throw yourself away. Don't you wanna see the sun come up each morning? Don't you wanna see the sun go down each day? Don't you wanna see that little girl who loves you so? Her heart would break. You should go. I can't let you throw yourself away. I can't let you throw yourself away. Son, it seems to me like you're never gonna behave yourself. Since I'm not gonna do this every day, come tomorrow, you're gonna have to save yourself. Got nothing more to say. You're not listening anyway. I can't let you throw yourself away. I can't let you throw yourself away. I can't let you throw yourself away. I can't let you throw yourself away.
You're listening to C101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
As I mentioned earlier, Randy Newman not just nominated for Best Song, but also for Best Score. Here's an interview he did for Netflix about the score he wrote for Marriage Story. You're listening to 101.5 The Hawk.
No wanted the sound not to be necessarily conventional. The picture begins with a 7-minute montage. It introduces themes and such that use throughout the picture and is an introduction of each principal characters.
I wanted a big, warm, romantic score for the movie.
Colin.
Almost like the movie's reaction to what was going on. And often, it was reacting with compassion.
Mom.
The opening of the movie was quite daunting because that music is playing their marriage. You know, it's What I Love About Charlie, What I Love About Nicole.
I opened up with a French horn for him. And just in passing, the music's going, you'll notice it, and there'll be a little grace on it. Her was a kind of a piano-oriented thing, because she was walking.
Once he worked on that, it really gave us a foundation for the rest of the movie, because the music, in a sense, doesn't change. It's almost like it keeps playing variations on the love story, even though it's the story of a breakup. In addition to being an incredible singer-songwriter and lyricist and writer of film melodies, he's an incredible orchestrator, too, and he conducts.
With a bigger orchestra, you can swallow up a lot of mistakes in orchestration. When it's chamber stuff, there's a lot of solo playing. I've never done it before. The writing is harder.
He's one of a kind. I mean, he knows so much about music and what music is capable of, you know, what music can do and what it can't do for a movie.
What you want it for is emotion.
Mom!
Is if something's exciting, it can make it more exciting. Sad, more sad. You don't want to get noticed necessarily, but it can add a great deal to a picture.
You're listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
You're listening to Center Stage, a celebration of musicals from both the stage and screen. I'm your host, Lila Miklos, on this special Oscar edition of our show where we're playing all the scores and songs nominated for Oscars tonight. But first, here's a rundown of what's happening in and around the Hamilton area on stage for this week. Matilda the Musical, the Broadway musical adaptation of the classic Roald Dahl story about a girl who dreams of a better life, comes to Hamilton Theatre Inc. at 40 McNabb Street North in Hamilton. You can call 905-522-3032 for tickets. Aladdin. Binbrook Little Theater presents a panto version of the classics Arabian Nights Tale. It's on stage until February 16th at 2600 Regional Road, Highway 56 in Binbrook. You can call 905-692-5076 for tickets. Sweat. Theater Aquarius presents a play about a group of steel mill workers who must endure changes to their economy, jobs, homes, and livelihoods. On stage until February 15th at 190 King William Street in Hamilton. Call 905-522-7529 for tickets. Caroline or Change, Obsidian Musical Theater Company present a co-production of the Tony Kushner musical starring Julie Black. Set against the tumultuous backdrop of the Kennedy assassination and the civil rights movement, it uses fantasy and reality to explore a story about ordinary people facing extraordinary change. Now extended until February 16th at the Winter Garden Theater at 189 Yonge Street in Toronto. Call 416-872-1212 for tickets. Confessions of a Fairy's Daughter. The one-woman show tells the story of growing up with a gay father on stage for just 2 days, February 21st and 22nd at the Burlington Center of the Arts at 440 Locust Street in Burlington. Call 905-681-2551 for tickets. And last but not least, the 40th Annual Music Hall. Drury Lane Theatre takes the audience on a trip down memory lane with classic songs, skits, and more on stage until March 8th at 2269 New Street in Burlington. You can call 905-637-3979 for tickets. And now back to one of the nominated songs for the Oscars tonight. Chrissy Metz, who of course is one of the stars of the television show This Is Us, sings this song, I'm Standing With You, from Breakthrough. This is a song not written by perennial Oscar favorite songwriter Diane Warren. So here is Chrissy Metz with the Oscar-nominated song that she will be performing live at the Oscars tonight. You're listening to 101.5 The Hawk.
When you're hurting, I want you to know that you'll never have to hurt alone. When your faith is running low, I'll never lose faith in you. When the night surrounds you and you think that no one cares about you, I will go and throw my arms around you. I'll be there through whatever. Giving up, well, I won't let you. Through whatever you go through,
with you. I'm standing with you. We all got times when we can't be strong, when it feels like our hope is gone. But I'm right here to lean on. I'll always be strong for you. And when you're feeling broken, and it seems like every door is closing, want you to know that mine is always open. I'll be there through what.
This is CIOY 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
You're listening to Center Stage, a celebration of musicals from both the stage and screen. I'm your host, Lila Miklosh. As I mentioned in the listing of shows that are happening in and around the Hamilton area on stage this week, one of the shows I went to go see over the week since I last saw you, talked with you, spoke with you, my Center Stage listeners, is, of course, the co-production from the Musical Stage Co. and Obsidian Theater Company of Caroline or Change, starring Julie Black as Caroline. This was an amazing production with just a powerhouse performance from Julie Black. This is her first time being on a stage production. So for a first time performer, I'm just doing the I'm not worthy bow right now. This is a tricky musical. It's not a well-known one. And also, it doesn't have that sort of structure of most musicals where here's the big number and now we're going to pause and everyone claps. And the music is written almost in an operatic style where it just like it doesn't quite end the song and then it goes into the next bit of business. So there was multiple times where I really wanted to go, yeah, and clap. And I was like, oh, wait, I'm going to interrupt the next song. Can't do that. Finally, I just couldn't hold it back anymore when Julie Black, Alana Hibbert, and Misha Bergman-Gossman sung together the Moon Trio in the first act. Just gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous vocals. To give you some sense of what the story's about, Julie Black plays a black maid working in a Southern household. It's the 1960s. JFK's just been assassinated. She's working for a Jewish family who's moved from New York down south. Things aren't great in the family. The mother of the family has died. The father has remarried, but the marriage is pretty cold and loveless, and the kid is just adrift. And Caroline has also lost the person in her life, and she's raising three children all on her own. And she's a hard, bitter woman now, and not seeing a lot of hope in her world or a sense for some future for her. And there's just a lot of people going through a lot of trauma and all of that coming together. But it does find a note and a beat of hope at the end. But wonderful work from the ensemble. Beautiful singing. If I had some complaints, the two complaints would be they have several scenes take place in the basement where Caroline does the washing, and both the washing machine and the dryer become characters that sing. But unfortunately, it's done so, never mind downstage, it's done like on the floor of the theater, practically going into the orchestra pit. And it's sightline wise, I got lucky. I was sitting third row from the front. But if you were anywhere further back than that, you weren't going to see what's happening, which there's a lot of important scenes, and especially one very big scene that happens between her and the little boy that lives at home with the Jewish family. That's a major, major emotional moment, and it's lost by most of the audience. So if they were to restage this, I would say don't stage those scenes there, because that wasn't good blocking or effective use of the space. The other thing that was just, and funnily enough, ended up having an after show conversation that somebody caught wind of as I was talking with my theater date. I don't know if this character's name is Caroline or Carolyn, because every character seems to call her something different at some time, and sometimes the same character calls her either Carolyn or Caroline. I was getting the impression that the white woman who runs the household didn't really know the name of her housekeeper, but I don't think it was really communicated very well in the way it was staged and blocked to really, really sell that was the intentionality behind why people were not saying her name right. So it was very confusing, because I'm like, what's her name? But the stunning work from Julie Black, and also Alana Hibbert, every time she was up there and their two voices were together, wow, just wow. So if you do get a chance to see it, they've extended it for one more night. It's on stage till February 16th. It's in Toronto, playing at the Winter Garden Theatre. You can call 416-872-1212 for tickets. One of those theater experiences that you're not going to get that kind of powerhouse talent all together in one room every day. So, and also a chance to see a Canadian recording star in her stage debut, knocking it out of the park and then some. So this is one you don't want to miss. Caroline or Change, playing in Toronto until February the 16th. You're listening to a special Oscar night edition of Center Stage. More music from this year's nominees for Best Score and Best Song coming your way.
You're listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you're listening to Center Stage, our Oscar edition. One of the movies nominated for Best Score is the original motion picture soundtrack of Thomas Newman's 1917. This movie is amazing. It was one of those ones where I was sometimes seeing the trailers show up before movies, and I'd be like, that looks intriguing. I'm not really into war movies, but I don't know. And then I started hearing about how the director, Sam Mendes, had made the choice to make it all one continuous shot. Then I heard that Roger Deakins was the cinematographer behind it. Then I was watching all these little behind-the-scenes videos on YouTube about how they did these epic shots. And then I saw the movie in a theater where it needs to be seen and was blown away. Wow, this movie is just like a visceral experience and an emotional one. And Thomas Newman's score really complements everything that's happening. So here is just a little peek of his score for 1917. You're listening to 101.5 The Hawk.
listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
You're listening to Center Stage, a celebration of musicals from both the stage and screen on our special Oscar night edition of the show. And if there is anyone who truly exemplifies what tonight's about, it's nearly an EGOT winner, Cynthia Erivo. She plays Harriet Tubman in the biopic Harriet, and she also co-wrote the big song from the movie Stand Up. She's going to be performing it live at the Oscars tonight, and it's one of the things I'm most excited about is any excuse to hear Cynthia Erivo sing live is an excuse to tune in. So here she is singing Stand Up from Harriet. You're listening to 101.5 The Hawk.
Where is she?
Come on back, peaceful.
Whoa, easy now.
I'm gonna be free or die.
I've been walking with my face turned to the sun. Weight on my shoulders, a bullet in my gun. Oh, I got eyes in the back of my head, just in case I have. I do what I can when I can while I can for my people. While the clouds roll back and the stars fill the night, that's when I'm gonna stand up, take my people with.
I've made it 100 miles to freedom. Would you like to pick a new name to mark your freedom?
Harriet Tubman.
Salvation, and I'll fight with the strength that I got until I die. So I'm gonna stand up, take my people with me. Together we are going to a brand new home, far across the river. And you hear freedom calling, calling me to answer. Gonna keep on keeping on.
Harriet, welcome to the Underground Railroad.
Calling me to answer, gonna keep.
You're listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
You're listening to Center Stage, a special Oscar edition of the show where we're focusing on all the movies nominated for Best Song and Best Score at tonight's Oscars. And of course, if you want to check it out live and don't have cable or folks to watch it with, the Westdale Theater here in Hamilton is showing it for free, so you can check it out and also have a chance to win prizes. Greta Gerwig's Little Women, Alexander Desplat is the composer for the score. And here's a little mini video behind the scenes with Greta Gerwig talking about Alexander's music and him talking about what made him put the pieces of music together that made this such an evocative score. Of course, Little Women is up for Oscars for Best Picture, Best Actress, Best Supporting Actress, Best Screenplay, but not Best Director, because, you know, the film just directed itself. Anyhow, let's enjoy this music.
I believe we have some power over who we love. It isn't something that just happens.
I think the poets might disagree.
I'm not a poet. I'm just a woman.
I knew that the music would be such a huge part of the storytelling, and I wanted Alexandre Desplat from the beginning.
She said, I'd like this to be like if Mozart would meet David Bowie.
Don't you dance?
Never.
She wanted something that had a lot of energy and imagination.
He started writing this just achingly gorgeous music. At a certain point, I just knew we were making a musical without songs.
Let me have my fun tonight. I'll be desperately good for the rest of my life.
All these actors are full of beautiful, shining energy, and I hope the music captures that.
He really did come up with this score that's stunningly modern, and yet you couldn't point to the thing in it that is anachronistic. It's exactly as it should be.
You're listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM, broadcasting across Hamilton from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment.
You're listening to Center Stage on Oscar night, and of course, we are highlighting all the musical nominees from this year's Academy Awards. The next one is up for Best Song, and the writing team behind Frozen came back together again to write another new batch of songs, and somehow they did it again. They gave Idina Menzel another 11 o'clock number that all the kids just keep singing and singing and singing and singing some more. So here she is with Into the Unknown from Frozen 2, nominated for Best Song tonight, and she will be performing it live at the Oscars.
Don't. There's a thousand reasons I should go about my day and ignore your whispers, which I wish would go away. Oh, oh. You're not a voice, you're just a ringing in my ear. And if I heard you, which I don't, and spoken for, I fear. Everyone I've ever loved is here within these walls. I'm sorry, secret siren, but I'm blocking out your calls. I've had my adventure, I don't need something new. I am afraid of what I'm risking if I follow you into the unknown. You've been keeping me awake. Are you here to distract me so I make a big mistake? Or are you someone out there who's a little bit like me, who knows deep down I'm not where I'm meant to be. Every day it's a little harder as I feel my power grow. Don't you know there's part of me that loves to go into the unknown.
You're listening to 101.5 The Hawk. I'm your host, Lila Miklos, and this is Center Stage. We've been enjoying all the nominated songs for score and also song at this year's Oscars Awards. And always there's things get snubbed in this awards. And I know that people were a little stunned that Beyonce's song from Lion King wasn't nominated or Taylor Swift's song Cats wasn't nominated. But at least we don't get to say Oscar-nominated film Cats now. two things that really stand out that were not recognized and really should have been. And I'm going to start first with the score from Jordan Peele's Us by Michael Abels. And just the fact that Us didn't get any nominations at all for anything. Shame on you for not recognizing horror Oscars, because Lupita Nyong'o, if nothing else, should have gotten a nomination for her dual performances in this movie. But also the score to Us was chilling. And here's just a little sample of it by Michael Abels. You're listening to 101.5 The Hawk. As lovely as everything else was that we played tonight from all the scores of nominated films, nothing's quite like that. And that score just drove the action of that picture from start to end. And Us was such a good movie. Not as good as Get Out, but I mean, Get Out was like, wow. So anyhow, there you go. There's a little bit of the US score. The other overlooked nominee this year, and this was a stunner for most people who were kind of paying attention to the movie songs, was Jesse Buckley singing Glasgow, No Place Like Home from the movie Wild Rose. And I'm going to end off the hour with that and see folks over at the Westdale Theater for those who are coming for the Hamilton's big Oscar party. But here is Jesse Buckley singing Glasgow, No Place Like Home from Wild Rose. Happy Oscar night, everyone. Enjoy the telecast tonight. And here's Parasite for Best Picture. Yes, yes, yes. Hair Love for Best Animated Short. Yes. Roger Deakins for Best Cinematography. Yes. And here's to Cynthia Erivo knocking it out of the park tonight, singing her Oscar-nominated song. Because if she wins, too, she's going to be the youngest EGOT winner ever. All right. Have a good one, everyone. This is Lila Miklos signing off. Catch you again next week, Sunday, from 6 to 7 here on 101.5 The Hawk.
I've worn out the stones in front of your doorstep. Coming and going, coming and going. You kept the lights on, I always knew that. I should have said thank you 1,000 miles ago. But I pushed you away, put a pin in a map. Then I got lost in the storm. Had to find my way, make my own mistakes. But you know that I had to go. Ain't no yellow brick road running through Glasgow. But I found one that's stronger than stone. Ain't no place like home. Ain't no place like home. Moon hanging low over my window. Shoebox up. Follow the